Good day to you all. This is the Arsene Wenger Hawkins Christmas message. Merry Christmas. That is all. Oh, one more thing. Shit, I've forgotten. I knew I should have written a script for this, but no. You said it'll be fine. Just wing it, you said. Now I look like a right cunt. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you all, apart from our slacker, the Patty Bastard. Ha 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 ha. Fuck off. Oh, I remember. I got a present for Ashley Cole. It's the bubonic plague. I think it'll suit him. What a little prick he is. He looked so sad at the end of the game on Sunday. I was expecting Madonna to adopt him at any minute. Season's greetings to you all.
Hello and welcome to another Arseblog Arscast on arseblog.com in association, as always, with oleole.com, the football community website. It is a festive Arscast in the sense that it's sort of Christmas time, isn't it? I still have got loads of shopping to do. Well, I haven't got loads. I've got to get something for my dad. I haven't got a clue what to get him. I was going to get him a kind of a fleece thing because he likes those when he, you know, when he plays golf and shit. So I said to my brother, what are you going to get Dad? And he said, I got him a fleece. I was going, you cunt. So then I said, aha, I know what I'll get him. I shall get him some aftershave, because every man needs aftershave, some smellies. And the Monk Smasher said, I just got him a big load of that for his birthday in October. And I said, you cunt. So now I'm slightly flummoxed and a bit confused and bewildered. About what to get him. But I'll figure it out, don't you worry. I probably will figure it out. I've got a few days left. I hope you've got a few days left to do your shopping. And, you know, of course, all the gifts that you're going to send me, yeah? You can't hear the tumbleweed go by, can you? You can't. Anyway, on this Arscast, this Christmassy Arscast, we have got At Home with Emmanuel Eboué. Adebayor is here. He's got a Christmas message. As well as that, the man in the bar will be here. And we've got some Talk Shite Radio too. And possibly something else between now and the end, if I can think of something or make something up. So, what a really interesting week it's been since the last Arscast. We had Chelsea on Sunday, and as we know, the penis of William Gallas made his way to William Gallas's head, stuck in the winner against Chelsea, and made his way back down between his legs, you see, before anybody could see him. But we all know it was the penis of William Gallas that scored the goal. A 1-0 win, and of course, some talking points. Ashley Cole was back, and he got booed, roundly booed, which is absolutely fair enough. I don't know how anybody can complain about that. We heard Sol Campbell during the week talking about footballers being abused, but I mean, he needs to grow up, the big fucking Mary. Seriously. All that money and you're complaining because some Spurs fans give you a hard time. Well, what do you expect? You left Spurs for Arsenal. They won't forget just because you're playing for Portsmouth now. Of course they're going to give you a hard time. And the same was true of Ashley Cole. He returned to Arsenal and he got stick from the crowd. And quite rightly too. And it was good to see. And I enjoyed listening to it, I have to say. I also enjoyed very much, I know we can say, you know, we give out if it happened to one of our players, but I really enjoyed Cesc's tackle because that was, I think, a little payback for what Ashley Cole wrote in his book about Cesc. He said, replacing Cesc with Vieira was like replacing a heavyweight boxer with a lightweight. I think Cesc didn't take kindly to that, perhaps. And he knows the way the fans think about Ashley Cole, so I think it was a little bit for him and a little bit for us. So well done, Cesc. Also the John Terry incident, where he broke his metatarsal or whatever. And I think the only reason so much coverage has been given to it is because he's the England captain. Were it somebody else, were it, for example, Paulo Ferreira, we wouldn't have heard half as much about it. The thing is, though, John Terry's the England captain. What nobody's talking about is the fact that Terry tried to cream Fabregas about 10 minutes previously. And if you look at the tackle, he just left his foot there. I mean, there was no real intent to hurt Terry. If you wanted to hurt someone, you would have done what Adebayor did on Ashley Cole. Got him right in the knee. That's how you hurt somebody. You go in, studs up. So 1-0, and it was all very exciting, I have to say. I watched the game here with a few beers, having been hungover earlier in the day, and a few beers really sort of got me in the mood. And I was angry, I was happy, I was excited, I was nervous, I was many emotions. I shouted things at the television. I cared not that my teenage daughter was in the same room listening to me invent new swear words, or certainly combinations of swear words. So, if anyone from her school is listening and she happens to be a bit potty mouthed this week, it's entirely my fault. Entirely my fault. But about time that we got a victory over Chelsea. A very important victory too, given the fact that Manchester United beat Liverpool previously 1-0 from Carlos Tevez. Liverpool looking a bit crappy, I have to say, at the moment. I watched that game and I went down to watch the Carling Cup game against Chelsea with the Mug Smasher, and they've gone long ball all the time. Not that I'm too bothered about that, to be honest, but just an observation. So it put us back on top of the league, which was vital given the fact we've got a very important league game tomorrow, you see. We'll look at that a little bit later on. On Tuesday night, there was the Carling Cup game against Blackburn, where we put out a team, none of whom started the game against Chelsea. The average age was under 20 years of age. Blackburn put out more or less their full side. The only sort of absentees they had were Benny McCarthy, and he's on the bench because he hasn't been scoring any goals, and that guy, Santa Cruz, has been banging them in all over the place, you see. So that was their thing. In the first half, we played them off the park, and I thought we were really unlucky with the goal just before half-time for them, because it was obviously offside and might have made the second half a little bit different. But overall, first half was very good. They were obviously going to come back into it. The second goal made it all a bit nervy, I have to say. But what was really, really interesting and exciting and positive about the game on Tuesday was the fact that they were able to stand up to the more physical approach. They were able to let a team come back into the game at 2-2. And as I said in the blog, there'd be many a Premiership team that would get to that point and the heads go down and they don't believe they can win. But this team did, and even with 10 men, we can't really have too many arguments about the sending off. Even with 10 men, they didn't give up and they didn't think they couldn't win. Some great performances, I have to say. Alex Song. What the hell? Seriously, what drugs is that boy on? Because I want some. I want some. Because that's a different looking player than the one we've seen. And maybe, we're all just a little bit too guilty of judging players too quickly. And I include all of us in that. I'm talking about you and you, yeah? But it really was a tremendous performance from the young man. He defended well. A couple of scary moments, like I suppose most young defenders do. But he got forward well, and he set up the winning goal for Eduardo, whose finishes in front of goal were absolutely fantastic. Clinical. It was lovely as well to see Mark Hughes on the sidelines going through nightmares, and hats off to the boys, all of them, all 11, and the young lads that came on as well as substitutes, all played their part and all did really, really well. And I have to say, even though the Carling Cup isn't the most prestigious of tournaments, I think it allows you to enjoy the football a little more. Whereas the game against Chelsea, you're just so consumed with the fear of losing, of not getting a result, that it's difficult to enjoy the football sometimes. And that, for me, on Tuesday night, the Carling Cup was tremendously enjoyable. I really, really had great fun watching it, and obviously it's better because the result came out the way it did. So well done to those boys. They, of course, have got two games in the semi-final, home and away, against Spurs. A bit like last year as well, and there is the possibility that we could meet Chelsea in the final, given the fact they're playing Everton in the other semi-final. But who knows what can happen. But the youngsters have really put down a marker, haven't they? They've shown that they can go get a result against a team playing more or less their full strength side. So well done. Well done again. I was chuffed for them, I have to say. Anyway, back a little bit more after this, whatever it might be. I haven't decided yet, so I'm going to click something in, you know, when I put it all together. So whatever this is, here it is.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. Oh. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. And the reason is, you see, is because he's the Son of God. And when the cattle were lowing and they disturbed him, he just used his awesome powers to turn them into ribeye steaks. And Joseph and Mary and the three kings and anyone else who was passing by, had themselves a beautiful medium rare ribeye steak on that very first Christmas night. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, so we too can eat as much as they did. Jesus, they were farting meat farts for days, so they were. I was going to do a player history, but given the time of year it is, I thought I'd just have a bit of an old Christmas message for you. I think that's more appropriate, to be honest. Given it's the season of peace and goodwill to all men, I'd like to wish death and pestilence to the following people. Robbie Savage, John Terry, Frank Lampard, Alex Ferguson, Alan Pardew, even though we don't see him anymore, you can't forget what he's like. Ashley Cole, Joey Barton, Sam Allardyce, and former Olympic sprinter Chris Akabusi. Go fuck yourself, you wanker. I'll get you back for all you did. Anyway, to all the listeners of the Arsecast, and to those of you who love to play your history so much, I wish you all a very happy Christmas and a great 2008. Have a good one. Talk to you next year. Bye-bye now.
The Man in the Bar will return on another Arsecast in the very near future. Maybe next year, though. At this point in time, I'm not committing to an Arsecast next week. That's all I'm saying to you. There may well be one, there may well not be one. It's Christmas time. There is beer to be drunk, there are places to go, people to see, food to eat, all that kind of stuff. I know there's a lot of football as well, so there's plenty to talk about, but there may not be an Arsecast. That's all I'm saying. Don't mark it in your diary, because I don't want to disappoint anyone. I don't want to say, oh, next week's Arsecast, and then decide, oh, I'm just too hungover after 5 days of solid drinking of wine and beer and whiskey and gin and rum and turkey and ham and potatoes and all gravy and more potatoes and stuff. I don't want to, you know, I'd feel bad if I let you down. If I said there was going to be an Arsecast, and you know me, if I said there was going to be an Arsecast, then there would be an Arsecast. So that's why I'm not going to say there's going to be an Arsecast. So there either will be or there won't be. 50-50. That's what it is. Yep, that's it. Okay, what else is I going to talk about? I don't know. Oh yeah, the other thing is just to say hi and thanks to the people that emailed. I asked last week for Christmas suggestions, and it was Josh Scotland's who said, why not do like a Queen's Christmas Day, you know, speech, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was the Arsene Wenger Hawkins thing at the start, so thanks to you, Josh. Woody had a suggestion, which was to give descriptions of all the presents under the Arsenal tree for all the regular contributors to the Arsecast. Like the man in the bar, Arsene Wenger Hawkins, he says, after all, what William Gallus's penis wants for Christmas could be very interesting, as well as illegal in most Western nations. Thank you, Woody. I should tell you that whatever William Gallus's penis wants for Christmas, William Gallus's penis gets. It's true. Bob Barker, thank you very much for your message. It was a message for Arsene Wenger Hawkins. It was a female Arsene Wenger Hawkins type thing, but it was really, the sound quality was really bad. I couldn't use it. It sounded like it was being recorded in a helicopter, Bob. I don't know. Maybe you're a helicopter pilot and you're just fucking going along, you know. But sorry, I couldn't use it, but thank you very much for the thought. Anyway, and Jeffrey Doris, I wanted me to do an interpretation, an Arsecast interpretation of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Yeah. Arsene Wenger is Scrooge, and Arsene goes past, present, and future, etc., etc. My God. You think I spend more than just a few minutes on this, Jeffrey? I mean, seriously. Anyway, thank you very much for your email and for your suggestions. And, of course, your email's always welcome. Arsecast@arseblog.com. Now this.
Hello, this is Manuel Adebayor. Want to wish everybody who listened to the Arsecast a very Merry Christmas. Of course, everybody happy after the win against Chelsea. We fight very hard, we play very well, we fight very hard, we kick Ashley Cole as many times as possible because we know Ashley Cole, everybody hate him. And we hate Ashley Cole too because we are all brothers and we fight for each other and we go hard, we work hard for each other. But Ashley Cole, what does he do? Nothing, he doesn't fight, he doesn't be a brother. No, he swerve off the road. Who needs somebody who can swerve off the road? It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to wish everybody who listened to the Arsecast a very happy Christmas and, of course, a very happy New Year too. I hope 2008 is a great year for Arsenal, for Arsecast, for Adebayor. And now I leave you with traditional Christmas song from my own country.
I know it's wrong. Tell me why. Is it I'm digging your sin? I know I'm fine.
Whoa,
Welcome to Talk Shite Radio, talking shite about sport 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and possibly 365 days a year, except in leap years, where we do one extra day. That's how much we love you. With me in studio, Mark Lawrenson. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
Also with us today, David O'Leary.
As I say, hello.
And Tony Adams.
Hello.
Tony, I'll start with you as a no-nonsense centre-half yourself. You must have been disgusted at the challenge of Emmanuel Eboué, which broke John Terry's metatarsal. Can you believe it? The England captain out of action for 3 months. What madness is this? These foreigners coming into our game. They're ruining everything. They're injuring the England captain, for God's sake.
Well, I didn't think there was that much wrong with it, to be honest.
I have to say, your reaction is staggering, Tony. If this was a music station, there's an Amy Winehouse track I'd be playing for you right now. David O'Leary, you, as a cultured centre-half who would never leave their foot in such a despicable manner, you must condemn this behaviour from Eboué.
As I say, I think there's too much being made, as I say, out of the Eboué challenge, and not enough, as I say, being said about Terry's challenge on Fabregas, as I say, just a few minutes previously.
What are you talking about, you bloody Irishman? That was a perfectly legitimate attempt to go for the ball. It was only his momentum that carried him anywhere near Fabregas, who, if I might remind you, is a Spaniard earning his money in this country, taking the livelihood away from a classy English player. Mark Lawrenson, surely the voice of reason here. Would it be unfair to suggest that Eboué be put to death in the Tower of London for his most heinous of tackles?
Well, to be honest, I don't really care, you know. You see, worse on Hackney Marshes.
Normally, I'm a very calm and measured man, but you three gentlemen have made me very angry indeed. Get out of my studio and never come back. Go on, get out! All of you! Join us after the break when the Eboué Must Pay campaign is launched right here on Talk Shite Radio.
Talk Shite Radio. Talking shite about sport 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day.
Good morning, Daddy. Here's your Christmas present.
Oh, thank you very much, son. I wonder what it could be. Let me open it. Oh, it's a scarf.
Do you like it, Daddy?
Let me ask you a question, son. Do you hate me?
No, Daddy.
Have I ever done anything terrible to you?
No, Daddy.
Have I ever deprived you of anything in your childhood?
No, Daddy.
Then why would you give me this as a present?
What do you mean, Daddy? I searched all the shops ever so hard for something I knew you'd like.
Then I'm afraid you don't know me at all, son. This is not a 100% cashmere Savile Row scarf. This is polyester and cotton blend. It's cheap and nasty.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
It's too late for sorry, I'm afraid. From now on, I have no son.
Don't make your dad hate you this Christmas. Get him a Savile Row scarf from www.savile-rogue.com.
And there you go. Now, coming up this weekend is the first of three North London derbies between now and the end of January. Of course, we've got the league match tomorrow, and then the semi-final day to the Carling Cup. The first leg at home at the Grove on the 9th of January, and the second leg at White Hart Lane on the 22nd of January. The last time we met, obviously, was at White Hart Lane, and we went to goal down to Gareth Bale, but two goals from Adi Bayor, one of them still goal of the season as far as I'm concerned, and one from Cesc, gave us the win there. The team news, the early team news, is that everybody bar Theo Walcott is fit, which is interesting because Eboué was taken off the other day against Chelsea, and I suspect that he knew he was coming off anyway, so he decided to just lie down for a while. I'm just going to lie here and get someone to take me off the pitch. Waste a little time. I wouldn't put it beyond Eboué, would you?
Now it's time to be at home with Emmanuel Eboué. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to my home. I am Eboué. Eboué like Christmas song. Top three Eboué Christmas song. Number one, Little Eboué Boy. Ba-ra-pa-pam-pam. Number two, Do They Know It's Eboué Time. The greatest gift they get this year is Eboué. Number three, rocking around the boy tree. A boy like rock, but only Brighton rock. Merry Christmas. You go now.
Tune in next week for more At Home with a Buoy. Oh, baby.
So he could play, but you just wonder with Van Persie fit again, Adi Bayor fit, Eduardo putting in goals, Bentner looking handy. You know, the boss has got some real options now up front, and hopefully we can get more back to the 4-4-2, which probably means putting Kleb out to the right-hand side a little more than he would like, but, you know, needs must. We've got to play our two strikers. Robin van Persie has been talking about the game. He says he understands what the fans want. They want us to win this game. He says you can sense it's a special atmosphere. It's similar to the games against Chelsea and Manchester United in terms of atmosphere, and that's what I like the most. I love these games, and the fans are on top of it. They're loving it, and every single piece of action in the game gets the fans involved. It's great to be a part of it. Plus, Spurs are complete and utter fucking pigbag cunt fucks. We want to win the game and kick them up and down the park. Yeah. Last bit of that quote, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Now, of course, you know, over the Christmas period, there are a lot of games coming up. We've got the North London Derby, obviously tomorrow. Then on Boxing Day, as you Englishers call it, St. Stephen's Day, as us good Catholics would say, it's Portsmouth away at 7:45. Then on the Saturday, it's away to Everton, so two really tough away games, followed by a home game on Tuesday against West Ham, and then Sunday in the FA Cup against Burnley. We're at home there, so lots of games coming up over the festive period, which is why one might sit down and, you know, all these games are on the TV, apart from the West Ham one. Spurs on Sky Sports, the Portsmouth game is on Sky Sports, also the Everton game is on Setanta. Not sure about the West Ham game, but we'll have to find a stream for that. So they're all on TV, so it's, you know, sit around and just click and watch and, you know, grow large with food and beer. So I don't know what else to talk about on this particular Arsecast, so I might as well leave it there. I suppose I'd just like to say, if this is the last Arsecast of the calendar year, 2007, thank you to everybody who downloads every week, who listens, who sends emails and gives feedback. It's all really appreciated. I'd like to wish all of you who are listening now a very, very happy Christmas and a great new year. There may be an Arsecast next week. There may not. If not, though, have a great new year, and I'll talk to you in 2008. My best of the festive season to you all. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Today it was announced that Captain John Terry may never walk again after a diabolical challenge in the recent game between Chelsea and Arsenal. While the Chelsea camp are most aggrieved, the Arsenal chairman Peter Hill Wood was to say,
"He serves that fucking cunt right, fucking cunt."
Street parties are taking place all over North London as we speak, and effigies of Chelsea players are being burned. Eyewitnesses describe the events as capital.